A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 22nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's address at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday in New York.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's address at the United Nations General Assembly.
President Robert Mugabe took a swipe at United States President Donald Trump, mocking him as the giant called Goliath. The 93-year-old veteran Zimbabwean leader took Trump to task both on policy and appearance.
Mr. Trump had stunned the world on Tuesday by threatening from the podium to totally destroy North Korea, describing its leader Kim Jong-un as a rocket man. Mr. Mugabe has a complicated relationship with Western nations, which have imposed targeted sanctions to press for more democracy in Zimbabwe. But Mr. Mugabe says those sanctions were imposed because he had redistributed land, empowering the majority black people.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
so wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mashoko akataurwa na Mugabe ku muzinda we United Nations ku New York uko muno mu America. Apo vakashoropodza zvikuru mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump vachiti vanoda kutyisidzira vamwe vachiita zvemangoromera vati kana vari munhu anoda kuridza bhosvo anofanira kuridza bhosvo achirova hwamanda yekuti pasi rose rive nerunyararo kwete kuda kuita zvemangoromera. VaMugabe vakashorawo America nenyaya yekubuda muchibvumirano chezvemamiriro ekunze kana kuti Paris Climate Agreement. Vachiti ivo Zimbabwe nyika yakazvipira kuona kuti mamiriro ekunze pasi rose achengetedzwa. Asi vamwe vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vanoti muromo hauzarirwi nerwizi, nekudaro vanoshamisika kuti vaMugabe vanokuda kuudza vamwe nezveutongo hwejekerere asi munyika mavo muchitange makaberekera ingwe. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing. Zulu kana ndaba lingachona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina lapha ke siyaphila. Ye, udaba ekutwini siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bazwile ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthe khona uMongameli Donald Trump weMelika ungani nguGoliath. Uthi ngumuntu ke ongani uyazizwa kakhulu njalo ufuna ukuthi abhidlize amanye amazwe. Lapho kukhanyazane bekhuluma nje engani uyazekelisa, kodwa ke ukuzekelisa kwakhe bengani uyasikiza, usikiza kwangikhona engani ukukhombe khona ngale North Korea. Ukuthi ke sezwa uMongameli Donald Trump semhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly esithi nxa ukuthi i-America ingezungazani sifuthelana izabhidliza sibili ilizwe le-North Korea. Bese kubuya ke waphinda wethula amanye amagama futhi uMongameli wathi uphondo ngatshaya uMnumzana uTrump. Azitshayele sibili uphondo okuzwayo, kodwa ngatshaya uphondo lokuthi abantu badlelane kuhle. Uphinda njalo wakhuluma ngalokho kuthiwa yi-Climate Agreement ye-Paris ukuthi heyi sizwile ukuthi imele amanye amazwe afuna ukuthi aphume khonapho, kodwa hayi i-Climate ingazani kumbe sithi umkhathi isikhudumezi sankhona kuyahlupha kakhulu. So ke asixoxeni zulukandaba kube njalo.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's address at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, where he appeared to be defending North Korea and also Iran, countries that were attacked by President Donald Trump is not being democratic and provoking other nations. Of course, that also includes Venezuela. These are countries that many in the world have said are not that democratic, and they are also close to President Robert Mugabe, particularly Iran. And we even understand there's a delegation of Iranian MPs currently in Zimbabwe at the moment, and maybe that might explain why Mr. Mugabe was, of course, defending those countries. And remember, North Korea is the one that trained the 5th Brigade that allegedly committed atrocities in Matabeleland. And the North Koreans also built the monument at the National Heroes Acre. So there is a relationship there that goes several decades, although that was with Kim's great-grandfather and also his father, but not Kim himself, not that close to Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
Just listen to what the president said when he was actually addressing the UN General Assembly. You know, he talked about the biblical giant Goliath. Let's listen to it.
The current system is inherently structured to enrich a few and impoverish the many. It cannot therefore deliver on a key aspiration and watchword objective of the 2030 agenda, that of leaving no one behind. Mr. President, for us in Africa, the current antiquated system perpetuates a historic injustice, one that can never ever be justified today. The 2030 agenda represents new wine, and we call for a new wineskin, lest we ruin the new wine. It is for this reason that I reiterate my country's unflinching support for the African Common Position on Security Council reform, commonly known as the Ezulwini Consensus. Mr. President, the overwhelming majority of us have accepted that we need to reform the current system in order to improve but not destroy it. Nonetheless, the negotiations and process intended to yield the accepted reforms are painstakingly slow. We are left to wonder, justifiably so, whether those who enjoy and sometimes abuse the power and privileges of the current setup are sincere interlocutors in these discussions.
So, Blessing, that was the president. He's talking about the United Nations Security Council reforms. So he's calling, you know, as usual, that there's the Ezulwini kind of articulation, whereby they said, you know what, the Security Council needs to be reformed so that it can accommodate a lot of African countries. So now, I think this is a song that has been singing for a while. So we don't know what other people think about it.
Of course, not only African countries are calling for reform. Even Latin American countries are also saying that it's not enough to have only five countries in the world, the so-called superpowers, having veto power in the Security Council. They want it to be expanded to include, of course, African countries, Latin American countries, and some from the Caribbean and other developing countries. This, of course, will resonate well with many countries that are saying, like Mr. Mugabe is pointing out there, that sometimes the Security Council does abuse its power, and the majority of the about 193 countries do not have any say, Gibbs.
Yeah, which one is the Security Council? I'm going to tell you about the Security Council. Africa yoto njoko kuchokake. So, okay, kula mazwe, even kula Latin America, la wakala.
Of course, we have Praxidis Jeremiah, our reporter, who has been covering the United Nations General Assembly. That's the 72nd session. PJ, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. And how is New York today?
New York is still busy as usual, and you can't move an inch because of the condoning of the areas, so many areas in defense of the world leaders that are gathered here for the UNGA 2017.
Yeah, PJ, kona ngapho ukuthi abantu bathini okhuluma labo xa sikhangeleke okwethulwe ngumangameli UNGA.
Abantu abaningi bathi abase Zimbabwe bathi akazange kakhulume okuhluphayo okubahluphayo bona ukuze abamele emazweni womhlaba ihlupho ababhekane lazo. Ukhulume lapha ekhulumela engathi Africa yonke jikelele, akazange kakhulumela abantu beZimbabwe kuphela. Bonke akukhulumileyo singakhangela ukuthi ukhulume ngombiko lo weStockholm International Peace Research Institute, othi wona amazwe womhlaba asebenzise imali eningi kakhulu engaba yi-$1.6 trillion ukuthenga izikhali kumbe ukulungisa izikhali, indleko yezikhali nasempini, okutshengisa ukubana amazwe womhlaba asempini eziningi. Kodwa-ke okumangalisayo ukuthi yena ubesithi limali nga ihambe yaya kuntuthuko nxa sikhangele intuthuko yezenotho ikakhulu. Kodwa kungakhangela ukuthi khona laseZimbabwe kubhajethi yabo bayenza khonoku ukuthi bayabela imali eningi kwezezikhali kwezomvikela kulokuthi iyabelwe kwezempilakahle kumbe ezemfundo.
To mbotaura nechishona PJ tichiti mashoko avamugaba aya akatambirwa sei nevamwe vauri kukwanisa kunge uchitaurawo navo kunew York.
Vazhinji vanobva kuZimbabwe vari kuchema kuti hapana zvizhinji zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuratidza zvimamiriro ezvinhu kuZimbabwe kuti zvakamira sei, upfumi hwenyika hwakamira sei, zvematongerwo enyika zvakamira sei, zvakawanda mamirire ekunze izvi havana kutaura chaizvo chazvavakanangana neZimbabwe, asi kuti vakataura vakamirira Africa yose. Tikatarisa kana pavakataura nezvemari iri kushandiswa kutenga kana kugadzira zvombo zvehondo, vakabva vataura kuti izvochi vakakota Stockholm International Peace Research Institute report inotaura iyo kuti nyika dzepasi rose dzakashandisa mari inosvika $1.3 trillion kutenga zvombo kana kugadzira zvombo, kusanganisira kana izvozvo zvenuclear zvekunana North Korea nemamama nedzimwewo nyika. Asi mari iyi ingadai yakashandiswa kuti inge ichisimudzira zveupfumi. Ukatarisa pasi rose pakashandiswa $142.6 billion mune zveupfumi, kusimudzira upfumi kana mune zvimwewo zvirongwa. Asi ukatarisawo zvekare kuti kuZimbabwe bhajeti ravo rehurumende rinoisa mari yakawanda kune zvekudzivirirwa kwenyika kune vemauto pane kuti inge ichiendeswa sei muzvirongwa zvekusimudzira zvipatara zveutano kana kuti zvedzidzo. Maticha iko zvino izvi vavarayiridza havasi kubhadharwa, vashandi vehurumende havasi kubhadharwa, mari chaidzo hadzisi kuwanikwa kumabhanga. Asi unoona kuti mari zhinji inoshandiswa kune zvemauto kana kutenga zvombo iyo Zimbabwe isiri pakati pehondo.
Tinotenda PJ ramba uri parunare. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe at the United Nations General Assembly, where he addressed yesterday. And, of course, President Robert Mugabe, according to sources, is expected to meet the president of Guyana, that is David Granger, at around 3 in New York. That should be around what time, Gibbs? Maybe 9 in Zimbabwe?
Yes.
9 p.m., right? Mm-hmm, that should be 3, yes. So that's one of his engagements on the sidelines of this summit, Gibbs.
I guess we've got another guest, right?
Yes, that's a human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you? And good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So now you actually listened to that speech yesterday, and some people are saying, by the way, it was a brilliant speech, you know? Not me, of course, because I didn't say it. It's people, right?
Yeah, well, Gibbs, you know what? In the book Dinner with Mugabe by Heidi Holland, there is reference to one of the qualities of Mugabe as being eloquence with words. But these are empty words. When you look at a ravaged and devastated nation like Zimbabwe, you know, on what basis would Mugabe speak of peace when internally there are so many issues that do not have a way for peace? You know, we have Gukura Wound massacres unresolved. We have on record Mugabe calling for opposition activists and leaders to be beached by the police, effectively calling for violence. We have no accountability or justice at all. And so this shows you that this is an insincere, almost, you know, talk that is pontificating on a world stage. When in Zimbabwe, at home where charity should begin, there is no such thing as active work for peace.
But Mr. Mavinga, it appears though that speech resonated very well with many people across the world. Is it that a prophet is not without honor in his own land?
No, not at all. But you see, this is a message that is taken at face value. So if you take it at face value, yes, it makes sense to call for world peace and to call for disarmament or for less expenditure on weapons and more on building true peace. But when you look at the character of, you know, the nation that is led by President Mugabe, then you begin to have doubts and questions. So those of us who know what is happening in Zimbabwe, who know the poverty in Zimbabwe, the violence, the extreme, you know, state-sponsored violence of elections in 2008 that left more than 200 MDC supporters dead, no accountability, no justice. And this was an operation led mainly by soldiers. And these have not been brought to account. So when you look at that, when you then consult documents that tell you about Gukura Wundi in Zimbabwe, the massacre of the Ndebeleze in the early 80s, and no accountability, no investigations, no justice, then you begin to realize that this is an insincere talk. This is just pontification. So those that are applauding are not fully aware of the state of human rights rot in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Gibbs?
Now let's get back to PJ a little bit. PJ, so nxa usukhangeleke khona ngapho ke eNew York, ubona zani abantu nje nxa ungena kumbe etaxini kumbe usendaweni ezithize, bathini kodwa umongameli?
Ikho ngisho ukuthi bamthakazelela ukuthi ukhulume kahle. Kodwa-ke abangakwaziyo ukuthi okwenzakala eZimbabwe akakukhiphi embikweni wakhe ukuthi kwenzakalani, isimo sinjani. Ungakhangela, sikhangele laba abe-December 12 movement. Bathe betshengisela izolo. Ububona ukuthi nana kade kugcwele, kade kulamakhiwa, lama-African Americans abalapha. Bebemsupporta, besithi liqhawe. kodwa ke ungakhangelisisa ungathi uyababuzisisa ukuthi kathi vele ubuqhawe bakhe bona lobo liyakwazi na okwenzakalayo elokungase eZimbabwe litshengisela ukuthi limsekelana ukuthi yena nakuthiwa simsekela ukuthi yena ulwisana le-colonialism. Ngambuzo omunye ngathi but phela iZimbabwe okwamanje ayikho under colonialism. Seyazikhulula yende yazikhulula ngo-1980. So lina nxa likhuluma ngikhona ahlathi hayi vele angikwazi khona lokhu ukuthi yena navele ngibuye lapha okukhanya sobala ukubana abantu bathengiwe ukuthi babuye bazotshengisela bemsekela.
Ye, yeah, yes, yeah. Siyabonga kakhulu ke, siyabonga. I hear we've got another guest. Blessing.
Is that Mr.
Tabang Nare?
Tabang Nare. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Nare, what is your take on this speech by President Robert Mugabe yesterday?
The speech by President Robert Mugabe, mm-hmm. you can see most people are saying it's a lot of hot air mm-hmm. because, you know, it's one thing to pontificate on a world stage about human rights, about climate change, about refugees, yet the reality on the ground in your own country is that people are in abject poverty. They are suffering mostly because of your failed leadership. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not enough to stand up against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I know there are lots of people from different sections who are happy to join in whenever the president of the U.S., Donald Trump, is lambasted. But I think for the cause of Zimbabwe, I think this does not help. People need to know the truth about Robert Mugabe and his government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, as Mr. Nare is talking about what the president said about Donald Trump, let's hear what exactly President Mugabe said.
Nation, we shall always resist, no matter whence it comes. We have resisted it when it was in the form of imperialism, as we fought for our own independence, our own culture, our own sovereignty to be masters of our own destiny. That's why we call ourselves free today. It is because the monster of imperialism was defeated by us. Bring us another monster, by whatever name, he will suffer the same consequences.
So there the president was talking about imperialism. I thought that we're going to have a video on the biblical Goliath. So maybe that video is sticking around. I don't know what's going on. So if we've got that video, I think we can roll it right now so that you can hear exactly what he said.
My country is an unflinching advocate for the respect of the sovereignty and independence of countries. We therefore strongly defend and respect the right of each country to take decisions in exercising its sovereign rights. We cannot, however, remain silent when those decisions impact or have the potential to negatively affect our own welfare. And on this, may I say, some of us were embarrassed, if not frightened, but what appeared to be the return of the biblical giant called Goliath. Are we having a return of Goliath to our midst who threatens the extinction of other countries?
And may I say to the United States President, Mr. Trump, please blow your trumpet. Blow your trumpet in a musical way towards the values of unity, peace, cooperation, togetherness, dialogue, which we have always stood for and which are well writ in our very sacred document, the Charter of the United Nations.
Mm, there you are now. I think we got it, right?
Yes. On Facebook, I think we have people who are following us. We just want to acknowledge them. Isa Ochirume says, Taurai, we are here. I think tinengeta akutaura mkoma Isa wabaruku zinzwa. Mo Blessing Maladi, arguti, good evening. Webson Manyati, watching. Aseria Ariminyu, ndiripo. Mary Ndora, arguti, my question is, why is this man still in power? And then we have Lawrence Michael Jakarasi, arguti, tiu ze zizere, kwete kungoti, kala mchida kunzwa zizere, anenga arguti, kala mchida. Na kuti chivaimango taura shaka kwa napa topic ya mwini mchidiscuss
yeah.
Kwete kuti kala mchida uzuwa shizere. Then we have Luke Letabo Jambaya who says, hi, Blessing and Gibbs. I'm listening to you, to your live program. Thank you so much. Josphat Mkaza Ngulube says, good evening, comrades and friends. Thanks, Josphat. And Beauty Meso Arguti Ndiripo. Of course, thank you so much. We want to acknowledge all those following us on Facebook, Gibbs.
So now let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, briefly you heard President Mugabe actually saying certain words, you know, against Mr. Donald Trump, and some of it is a bit stinging, right?
Oh, yes, but it's always like that when there is this, which I think is a level of hypocrisy that needs to be exposed. Well and good criticism of Trump, of the UN in terms of the needs for reform. But what about Zimbabwe? You know, we are more concerned about our immediate environment as Zimbabweans. So we immediately think about the injustices that we witness in Zimbabwe on a daily basis that are justified on the basis of political expediency by President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. We talk of Gukurahundi, but we have got also more recent examples like, you know, the disappearance of Itai Zamara that remains unresolved. Will his family know peace? You know, we talk about Justina Mukoko, who was tortured by state agents, and the courts found that this has happened. So does he have the peace when there is no accountability? So we talk about, you know, the Constitution of Zimbabwe providing for a National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which remains hanging because there is no political will to implement it. We can talk more recently about what is happening in Mugabe's own family. His wife was involved in a violent brawl in South Africa in Sandton. What did Mugabe say about it? So it's very easy to criticize those far off, but in his own backyard, his wife is involved in violence. We need to condemn all forms of violence and to promote peace in a genuine manner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regai tende kwa terere. Tina mkoma tendai. Makadi mkoma tendai.
Sii kwa Amerika.
Ayo, wakuno kuri nani wako mkoma tendai. Tipeo mfungwa zenyi.
Inini mfungwa zangu, baba, chekutanga ndo lea utanga kutenda. Basara mwuru itaraka naka. Rekuti ziwi sasa. Tine kiti singa ziwi. Nekuti informa maivinza. Rekuti itika apa international level. Sema Zimbabwe.
Ayo, watino tenda skuru. Ndimunotipa manyemu.
Nyaya ndinayo ndeye kuti mukuru nyaya ataura ye peace and security yakanaka chaizvo. But chiri kuitika leshe kuti the lion is wearing the sheep's clothing. Zvavari kutipariza vari kunze kwenyika hazvisiri izvo zviri kuitika munyika mavo. Inini ndobva neche kwamutare uko vanhu kwachiadzwa vari kuurayiwa day and night. Hakuna kana any commission of inquiry atiri kunzwa kuti yakaitwa nezvayo. zvimwe zvanachida kuwedzera zvataurwa naamavhinga zvekuti vanhu vakaurayiwa kumatebhereri ndi vanhu vakaurayiwa imo munana chiadzwa mumataime yemalong hand short hand pamaelections paya paya majournalist nemamwe maactivist they are being kidnapped vachidisappear for good but mukuru ari kupricha zvisiri izvo kunze uko zvitiratikumbira yemimi wevoice of america nehamwe mamedia houses try as much as possible to tell the world the real truth about Zimbabwe and the president that we are having and the party that is ruling, how cruel and heartless they are to their own people.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma, tendai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, muchitendei mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda zvikuru mune weekend yakanaka.
Pakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, tendai saying that it's easy to criticize other nations, but all is not well in terms of democracy in Zimbabwe. I think he is agreeing with two of our guests, Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Nare Gibbs.
So now let's go to Mr. Nare, then release him. Mr. Nare, can you say why the president didn't say anything about the sanctions? And then you can just relax and do other things.
I think it's clear, Gibbs, that the sanctions mantra has lost its value. People know that they are essentially targeted sanctions against members of the ruling party, members of Mugabe's family, which is why when they get the opportunity to travel to the U.S. as they did, it's a big shopping spree, you know, in some of the most expensive shops called Gucci, you know. So Mr. Mugabe has been exposed as a leadership fraud, you know. He says the right things, but when it comes to doing, you know, because you can say all the right things, but you then must do. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, you know. So the reality at home, the people that are sleeping in the streets, outside banks trying to access money, the people at the hospitals in Zimbabwe who cannot access medical care simply because the money has been misspent, or someone decided to award bonuses to civil servants when the economy could not afford that. So we have a serious problem in Zimbabwe that the world needs to know about. You know, it's the General Assembly is a good stage, you know, for covering up things. But things have to change in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Nare, and goodbye. So you can now watch. Yeah, well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nare, once again. I think we are being joined by Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP and Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And maybe let's start by asking you, what is your take on the speech by President Robert Mugabe yesterday at the United Nations, of course?
Well, to be honest with you, I did not follow it properly, but from the little bit that I've gathered, I think, as usual, the president is always going to be the voice of the voiceless, to sort of have somebody who will keep the so-called big guns in balance and checks to say, while we are at it, while we recognize the spirit of globalism, we should know that there must be some sort of equality within the dictate of how we are going to deal with each other, and not have other people that are going to superimpose themselves and become the Goliaths of the biblical time, as he put it actually in his speech. So once again, we are having Africa and Zimbabwe also in particular being represented in that kind of important forum, because believe me, those are strategic forums that we cannot wish away, forums that are actually supposed to be there to sort of shape the way we are going to coexist amongst ourselves as a whole world, actually as an entity of humanity. So yes, the president is always going to be on point to say the things that other people are going to be sort of afraid to actually mention in those kind of forums, also realizing that we are speaking to the people that are also there in that same room, and you are saying it as it is to them, to say, Let's have equality. Let's have brotherhood and total brotherhood without any prejudice of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's go to our Facebook pages. VOA Ndebele, one of the pages. Brendan Vava says, this old man is maverick, intelligent, fearless. He crafts his own path. He's showing the youthful leaders what courage is all about. That's truly world-class, despite his age. His voice is as clear as a trumpet. And then Hope Adam says, I agree with that. Then Ishe, Saba says, what a world-class speech without fear. It was, kind of bold. And Mr. Mugabe was raring to go. He is the architect of the downfall of imperialism. Then Kenneth says, this old man is being aided to walk and stand. Then we say he is the best president in Africa. He clings to power at that age, as if God created only him for the wisdom of leadership. And then we call him best only in Africa. No. If people will say that about Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, Mzee Jomo Kenyatta, and only living Kenneth Kaunda, I'll 100% agree. Is Africa and her people bewitched? That's a question mark. Then Alex says, Mr. President, Mr. Robert Mugabe, you are a great man, comrade. Then Tsepiso Skali says, it was a beautiful speech, but I think our president needs a Zimmer frame to balance when he's walking. Then Samuel says, really, Master President, we love you. And then Nakatembo Saide says, he said it all, the old man is intelligent. Then Tony Rai says, always expected that from him. He's very courageous. He's the best. Then Lindela Nkosi Khumalo says, but the truth is very soon there will be no country called North Korea, so he's telling the truth. And then lastly, maybe let me read this message from Samuel, who says, Mugabe is my master and he's the master of the whole world. He's really the boss. I wish he could rule the whole world. There we are. Listen.
I think let's go to what the president said. Let's take a listen about climate change.
Mr. Chairman, climate change is a present reality, and so are its effects and impacts. Climate change is global. We cannot remain silent when a major economic power in the world, or any other state for that matter, decides to abandon the Paris Climate Change Agreement. And that's the United States, the great United States, Mr. Trump's United States. Let us work together. Climate change is a reality. It is vital that we all play our part in keeping with the provisions of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. In order to halt the inexorable march towards the destruction of that upon which our own existence depends.
The president is talking about climate change, and we know that our own Professor Jeremiah was attending that. I think we'll get back to her. Mm-hmm. Let's take a caller first. Baba Khumalo, so talk to someone. Hello, Mr. Khumalo. Yes.
Yes.
So, I wish you could see the city.
Ngombono wami ukuzwa kwami ukukhuluma kuwe. Yebo yethu nabantu abanobuhlungu esiseli kwelakithi lapha. Angithi sigcwele emagangeni nje ngendlela zokula kwekhaya kukhululekanga. But uma ngibheka amanye amazwi akhe, angathi alokwakha phakathi ngoba angithi umuntu uyaguquka yini ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Ngoba lakho uma lingakhangela ubaba uTrump ukuthi uze lana uze lezinye izinto ezingathi ziba nzima kakhulu. So ngibona ukuthi ukuvela okwenze egcekeni yena umongameli embonisa ngaleyo ndlela, hhayi kamelanga le Zimbabwe umele amazwe athize ngathi nje umhlanga wonke jikelele. Yebo ye izigwenxa zikhona la kuye siyazibona siyazazi but kula mazwi mina ngibona ngathi alungile la ngoba ubaba Trump nguyena omele ukuthi aqala ukutshengisela manje ungathi layo utshengisa ulaka kula amanye amazwe amancane na ngokubona kwamamazwi kamongameli kamabi kangako
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Khumalo ungadinelwa kusasa baba. Yeah, so according to Khumalo, he says, Mr. Mugabe's remarks are well and good. You know, he says a person can reform, you know, with time. So he says, of course, we know there's a problem with the president, but what he said was really good. And he says, you know, he wasn't talking on behalf of Zimbabwe only. He was talking on behalf of the whole world because he claims that, you know, Mr. Trump is saying a lot of things. And one of those is that Mr. Trump himself should reform, you know, so I think he says Mr. Mugabe was on point, you know?
PJ, let's talk a bit about climate change. Of course, once Mr. Trump took the reins from former President Barack Obama, he immediately withdrew from the Paris Climate Treaty Agreement. What is the word on the street in New York? What are people saying about this climate change issue?
That's where when we go back to what I said before, that people outside Zimbabwe are saying this was a great speech, and he really stood up to the Western world. He stood up to the United States, the giant in the United States, by calling out Mr. Trump about the climate change that he wants to pull out of the Paris Agreement. So it's quite a good speech, according to them. But those that are coming from Zimbabwe are saying those are trivial issues. Those are not the issues that we are having to deal with on a daily basis. We are dealing with cash shortages. We are dealing with challenges in the hospitals, challenges in the health sector, challenges in the economic sector, challenges in the education sector. Those are the things that we should be articulating and seeking the United Nations assistance to in order to bring to order what is happening in Zimbabwe.
Let's just maybe quickly bring in Mr. Chuma there. Honorable Chuma? Honorable Chuma?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, is that not a problem that what President Robert Mugabe was saying and what is happening in Zimbabwe is the exact opposite? Let's go to Marange, for example. The villagers are complaining that the government and the Chinese who were mining diamonds there were polluting rivers. They cannot even use the water. Then there goes Mr. Mugabe to the United Nations, and he criticizes other countries. But in Zimbabwe, and also like what PJ is saying, that you know, people are really suffering. They don't feel like the president was addressing their issues.
Right. If you look at this thing here holistically, you will discover that there is a lot of sort of similarities, if I may borrow that word, to what the president is talking about. Because, like I said earlier, we don't live in a vacuum or in a spot. We live in a global village. And some of these things, while they're being addressed from that kind of a level, then cascade downwards to come and actually impact on our daily normal lives in our small little Zimbabwe. So what the president is talking about, when he talks of the recognition of the climate change issue and the reason why America pulled out, then comes back again down here to us as well to say, right, while we are talking about that at international level, as Zimbabwe, what is that? And I know for a fact that as Parliament, we have a committee that is in charge of climate, and they've gone out there to condemn some of these kind of acts, which are done and perpetrated by non-government players, actually. Like, for example, like my other sister mentioned the Chinese in Marange and stuff like that. All those things that are things that we do not want to condone, yes, they will happen because, as you know, things do happen around us in the world. Whether we like it or not, things will happen bad or good. So those are the things that that we're talking about, to say, let's look at them and have a realistic approach to such issues, so that at the end of the day, when we solve them from the big players' board, then they can come down to the small boys as well. And then they become one, they are synchronized. So it means that we are speaking at the same level. But how do we speak about it when big boys are pulling out from that same table? Then it threatens the whole issue and the whole agenda of the climate issue. Because now I say that America is pulled out. So next thing, everybody is going to start pulling out. And then what? We will not have solved anything. So it is correct for the president to address such issues over there. And then when they come down here to grassroots, we now take it as a list that we have already borrowed from a certain book, and that book is the United Nations Forum.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Baba Nkomo, lapha ecingweni. Baba Nkomo, uthola njani?
Hayi, sibonga njani.
Yes, siyakunika 1 minute sibili cha, sibili kula bantu abafuna ukungena abaningi. Kompela baba, kompela.
Inani kakhulu. Lalela, ndiyabonga kakhulu uDioma Vinga, is a man, is a politician. Uma ikhuluma ngoDawu likaBaba lowo, uqala from iGugurawondo. Ngizibuza ukuthi umuntu adrese emathebeleleni iGugurawondo ibulala abantu, esapota umgabe namhlawumbe umuntu lwengqondo ezingu-3 kumbe ezibekala ngqondo. Bese ngithi mina, ama-meeting laba ayenza ngapho baba, awasincedi ngalutho. Since 1980, like ngikhulumela isigaba sakehla bengiphuma khona ematheni, akulalutho olwenzwe izanu ukwedlula abakwenza bevulala abantu ngo-1983, sifakele i-KPU. Akusoze ekuyele lutho, dasabona ekukhulumile konke lokho, akusiniki isenti okukhulumile baba, ivini okuyi-1 esingathi siyakuthayela izandla. Ngendlela ukuthi abantu ekhaya manje babothwa, bengathi bakhuluma iqiniso babothwa, abanye babulawa. Ukubulawa kwethu lokhana ngo-1983, umuntu ovele esigabeni sakithi apha kobulawa emathebeleni uze eqinisa imithambo esapota ubaba lo, umuntu ofuna uyahlinza ikhanda kaphilanga. Sasifakela i-KFU, babe kuphi bona abantu abangemva kwababa lo, abanye babaleke bacaca nami basebezenza abantu abasapota ubaba lo. Akulatho ozaluletha ekhaya lakho ngabobaba lo, ivini oluyi-1 ama-meeting zawo bengazi wayenze ehamba kulanto babeyazi.
Thank you Baba Nkomo, I love to chime in and blind. Vele ujalo ukuchaya kuzwele sibili. Siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo. Yeah, that was Mr. Nkomo. He says, what he thinks is that the president won't take anything back to Zim. So he says, he came here for meetings, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a big question.
Let's play another clip of President Robert Mugabe talking, of course, about peace and development. If we have that. Okay, it's coming. I'm told it's not ready yet. But let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, what is your take? You heard what Honorable Chuma said in defense of the president.
Mkuma Zulu, azinama turo zilukuta urwa pakuti. Mashoko abamgabe, ega ari mashoko akanaka. Asimunu ataura ndiye asie. Nekuti zvinoka kusarevesa mukati. Nekuti tingagoti here munhu anorevesa kana mukati menyika pane dzimwe nguva vachimboti dashurai vanhu kureva kumapurisa kana vachitaura vatsvangira nevamwe MDC. Nerimwe divi vachipesvedzera mauto nemapurisa kuti vaite mhirizhonga. Asi voenda kuUN kunyunyoko vonoparidza shoko rerunyararo. Hazviringani. Zvinotaridza kakusavimbika panyaya yekuti nyaya chaiyo yerunyararo haisiyo donzo ravo. Donzo ravo rinogona kunge riri rekuda reshaisano nenyika dzine masimba dzakaita sana America kuUN ikoko. Saka tingangoda kuti tinzwisise kuti kana zviri zviro kwazvo kuti vamugabe vanodisa runyararo sezvo vataura kuUN kuNew York. Kune mhaka yeiko vasingatsiuri mudzimai wavo paanorova vanhu kusouth africa paakarova vana vanga vari muhotera chekutanga. Chepiri, nemhaka yeiko vachirega mapurisa achirova vanhu vachirega mauto akarova vanhu panguva yesarzo mu2008 pakaurawa vanhu vanodarika mazana maviri vatsigiri veMDC. Nemhaka yeiko pasati pana zvino tisati tava nenyaya yekuti mitongo ichivapo panyaya yeGugura hundi yevanhu vakapondwa zvakanyanyisa sei munguva yekuma 1980s. nemhakaya kana zvikanzi ngatitaure nyaya dzacho vachitsipika vachivharidzira iko zvino tinoziva kuti hapasati pava ne bato rakagadzwa nehurumende rinoongorora nyaya dzekukura hundi kana kuti rinoongorora nyaya dzeoparesheni muramba tsvina kana kuti rinoongorora nyaya dzemhirizhonga pane zvesarudzo nematongerwo enyika saka tinoona kuti seZimbabwe tiri kure zvachose mashoko ava Mugabe hatingaatambiri akareruka nekuti zviito zvavo nenyika yavo nehurumende yavo kuZimbabwe hazviringani nevanhu vanoshuvira runyararo
tinotenda vamavhinga Gibbs
let's read some more messages blessing there's one from Fred who says RM or Robert Mugabe is a real old African and then Selewa Mfune says this man is old he can't feel sorry for himself then Maverin Mandaba says great man indeed full of wisdom and then Luxon Banda this man is very old oh my god then Otis he is talking about himself nothing else then Victor wrote this is a great man and then Mutilekwa as well says this man is old but is very good then Petro says superb speech a great man then Jackson Kumalo ufakile lapha kuti vachele mongameli Mugabe bakuzwa ngendaba sebezibonele manje fasha then David says excellent speech Mvalo also says excellent speech indeed then Prince says true African hero then Wellington Tendai Chinodi says comrade you are a star God bless you so I'll stop there blessing do you have a person
tina mkoma Lawrence vari parunhare makadi mkoma Lawrence mkoma Lawrence
Hello magabi.
Aiwa tiripo munoti wokudini mashoko ava Mugabe ya ku United Nations.
Ah mashoko ava asikaiti kuzi madavara vari kuita azvendera ne zvirikuitika pasipana.
Mhm. Chii chirikuitika?
Wozi mungatarisa kuti havakura dai vambuzorora vambupom kana kune vamwe.
Ko vamwe kamukoma Lawrence vanoti vanovhoterwa. Nevanhu imanyoresa here kuti munovhota gore rinowe
panyoresa kuti tinovhota
okay saka mukoma Lawrence vari right vari kutedzera kodzero dzavo asi kavamwe vanoti vamugaba vanenge vavhoterwa kana vanhu vachifunga kuti vakura panoendwa kusarudzo vanodi kusarudza mumwe
kungoti maonero evanhu ndochete akasiyana dai vaiona semaonero andoita ndai
Saka muri kuti makore ndiwo asina kumira zvakanaka.
Ya, because kana wakura unofanira kubvupawo vamurungotongawo.
Asi hapana kana chimwe chete chamakaonawo chakanaka chavakataura kana kuti zvese muri kungoti ayo hapana.
Zviripo hazvo but kana wakurawo baba unofanira kumbopawo vamwe chabhozi zvafanana nerezi kana mufanira kupawo vamwe chitanda kuti vatongewo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lawrence
tinotenda vajonga
tinotenda ndimukoma Blessing namukoma Gibbs vajonga vanoya Wednesday namukoma Chris Gande Asi, tinotenda shukuru. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a message from Dr. Zwobe who says, charity begins at home, Zimbabwe, and why the gross human rights abuses? Question mark. Please, everyone deserves peace. Allow people to register with ease and, most importantly, vote, you know? So she's talking about voting. Now, let's get back to PJ. PJ, in summary, can you say that the president actually achieved what he wanted here?
From what I gathered from the other guys who are on his side, the original speech didn't touch about sanctions, didn't touch about even taking a jibe at Mr. Trump, because they came with the mind that we have to give him a benefit of the doubt. We need to forge some relationship or resuscitate some relationship with the United States. He actually went off script when he mentioned about the Goliath thing and the trumpet, blow your trumpet to the right melody and stuff like that. He actually went off script. The original script came, they were of the mind that we should give him a benefit of the doubt. We might resuscitate our relationships with the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much, PJ. Honorable Chuma, you heard one of the callers raising concern with Mr. Mugabe's age, is 93. Is that a cause for concern?
I surely do not think so, because clearly at that age, the president is actually shown it to almost everyone who cares to see and understand that he is still capable. He's still witty. He still has all his memory faculties in place. You narrate and put everything to the table so much that anybody who is neutral and wants to really listen can understand what the president is talking about, and he's so clear and eloquent about it. So, really, this is where you see the declining of that adage that age is nothing but a number. Coming to effect now. We can see it now that being 93 doesn't mean that you are now incapacitated. You can't think, you can't do things the normal way like maybe what a 60-year-old can do. Yes, maybe he might walk with a bit of difficulty because, of course, he's old. But his faculties in terms of thinking, I can tell you, are still second to none. So age is definitely nothing but a single figure or number, if you want to put it. So we should put that aside. And like you rightly said, he is still being voted for by the people of Zimbabwe. They are not a first woman to vote. And now people are registering to vote. Register to vote and vote for your country, that's the one. But I can tell you, the president is going to win again because he is still very popular here in Zimbabwe in terms of leadership.
Mr. Mavinga, do you agree with that?
Ndikoriripo mukomagisa mukoma blessing. VaMugabe kubva nguva yareba vachiedza kuvanza kuchembera kwavo. Munoziva here kuti vaMugabe vakataka kudhaya vhudzi kare kare, vhudzi rakanga rachena kare kana asi raingodhaiwa kuti vaite sekuti vachiri chanana. Iko zvino vaMugabe vaida kutopunzika kuUN kuti vapuwe mudonzo sasekuru havadi, vanoda kuti vagoonekwa sekuti munhu achiri kuzvinzwa. Asi vakwegura, hapana chatingaita chekuti tibvise makore. Munhu wese anokwegura, chinokura chinokotama. Iko zvino musoro wegudo sava chinokoro. Dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti vakatungamira nyika kudaro, nyika inoenda kumawere nekuti panenge pasisina gwara, nekuti vanhu vese vanenge vakungotevera zvinokora sekuru. Onai nguva yavakatora vakakotsira kuUN. Trump achitaura president weAmerica vainge vakatokotsira vachidiwa. Zvino idambudziko guru iroro, zvoda kuti zvigadziriswe.
Ye, PJ, vhala ngamafichani konapo.
Tiye, kana kumabasa chaiko, ingawani panoitwa cap yekuti retirement age yasvika pa65 kana pa70. Why tisina mutemo iwoyo urimo zvekare muZimbabwe weretirement? Why tisina kuretire president vedu kuti vapedza ubasa nemakore avo?
Mr. Chuma, your last word?
Well, my last word is that the president is again shown his wit. He has proven to any doubting Chuma that he is still very capable and he has expressed himself so eloquently. I hope the world is listening. I hope things are going to change for the better so that we all coexist in this global village that God has given us, and we preserve everything that is needed, including the climate itself. So I think the president has done very well for himself, and we say kudos to him. Mm-hmm.
And maybe lastly, Mr. Chuma, some are saying Mr. Mugabe should have tried to mend ties with America, not stick with North Korea and Iran. What would be your response to that?
I'll tell you, I think that diplomatically, Zimbabwe and Canada are definitely going to mend the relationship, especially with Trump in power right now. So I don't think that we have a very big issue when it comes to that diplomacy.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. And we also want to thank Mr. Dewa Mavinga, Mr. Tabang Nare, and also our reporter, Praxidis Jeremiah in New York, and also Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube, and I wish to apologize that we're not live streaming in the past. It was due to serious technical problems. Bye-bye. Nice weekend.